He reminds me, personality-wise, he reminds me of a Terry Danaher type bloke. Like, everything is okay, mate. Yeah, she's good. I'm ready to go. That type of bloke. But he's highly respected by the players within the playing group because of his attitude towards everybody. He works extraordinarily hard on his game. I think for him, probably the 12 months out of the game in terms of his own personal growth and development will have been a good thing.
As Tim Watson, last year talking about Dyson Heppel and the potential of him being the captain of the Essendon Football Club. Kearns, Adam Cooney has joined us in the studio. You just left the Bombers. Who do you think should be captain? Should Joe continue, pick it up again in 2017, or should they make a change?
No, I think they should make a change. I think for Joe, I would love him to just hand over the captaincy.
Just play?
Just enjoy what could possibly be his last year of footy. He's been through so much, more than any other player, almost in the history of the game in terms of the last 4 years and what he's been through. He's shouldered the load, carried it mentally of the whole Essendon players. He was the one who, he read all the transcripts and went through everything to do with the supplements saga over the last 4 years. So whenever a player had a question about anything to do with it, Joe was the one, and often he was mentoring a lot of these other guys when he needed a lot of help and support himself, and he probably didn't get that enough over the last few years. So I'd love Joe to just enjoy this year of footy. Dyson's ready to take over the mantle. He's done it in the past, filled in the past. So he's one, and Tim's right, he's one of those guys who he's really laid back in when you have a conversation with him. Oh, how you going, mate? What's going on? Yeah, she'll be right, mate. Like, that sort of attitude. But he's he works extremely hard on his game, loves footy. And again, he's really good with the off-field stuff in terms of sponsors, knows a lot of the sponsors' names, where some players can go their whole career and not talk to one of the sponsors. So he's really good in that aspect as well. So and well-respected amongst the group. He's a knockabout character, and it says a lot of volumes about him as a person, where he's only a young fella, but he's certainly ready to take over.
I think one of the smartest things Dyson did last year, I mean, while everyone was away, even though he did go away at some stage, but he went on AFL 360 and he saw the game from a media point of view. And I think when you're leading a club or a team, it's good to know all aspects of the game. And obviously the media is such a huge part of it. I think that was a really smart thing for him to do. Just on Job, could you see it wearing him out?
Was he this year?
No, mentally, like over the last, his last 2 years, or the years that you were that you were playing with him. Could you see it mentally wearing him out?
Yeah, 2015, as soon as when the players were found not guilty, there was a sense of relief, a huge amount of relief. And then, obviously, when the appeal came, that was when the air got sucked out of the joint. And you could see players like Job, who had been through so much. I think there was a lot of anger towards the football club. There was a little bit of anger towards Hurdy as well, which you could sense. The players didn't speak about it, but you could tell a lot of them just didn't want to play footy anymore. And Job was certainly in that category. So I felt really sorry for all the players going through that at that time, but particularly Job, because he just couldn't do it anymore. Mentally, he was just shot. He needed a break. And had the break last 12 months, well travelled, as we've heard about, making coffees over in New York and travelling. He's met a girl. So hopefully off field life's going pretty sweet for him at the moment, and that can translate to his footy on field.
Do you think it'll be a seamless transition of the older boys coming back into this group under Woosha?
I think it will be. The way the team gelled last year, even when the 10 guys came in, the top-up players came in mid-January. It didn't take long for everyone to sort of settle into a routine. Now, we didn't win too many games last year as a group. Essendon, I think, was only 3 for the year, but there were some good times around the change rooms, and having those other senior guys back this year, the players will be wrapped that they're all back, and training, I'm hearing that training has been of a really high standard. The players just want to get out there and play, so I was had question marks on whether the guys who were suspended, their 12 months out of the game, whether they would come back mentally refreshed and with, I suppose, a renewed vigour and enthusiasm and love for the game, or have they seen the other side of it, real life, and did they enjoy themselves? Can they see themselves loving their life without football? So I suppose that's a question mark now. They've obviously got unfinished business, so a lot of them would be feeling that renewed passion and vigour for the game. But if it was me, I think at my age and going through something like Job has gone through, I'm not sure I could get back.
Those Heinekens might have been too good, you know?
I would have. There's no way I could have come back after 12 months off at that age. But came back in really great condition, Job. You could see how ripped he was in some of the photos printed when he came back to training. So obviously has been looking after himself, ready for another crack at it.
What about captains? We just talked about Dyson Heppel and, you know, the way that he conducts himself on and off the field. Moons and Coons, Adam Cooney has joined us, and Cameron Mooney. What makes a good captain, and what sort of personality makes a good captain, do you think? Moons, we'll start with you.
Well, like I said a bit earlier with Hodgie, it's someone that can really direct you on the field. I think that's one of the most important things. But for me, I had Tom Harley, who I rated as arguably the best captain that I have had, and I had guys like Wayne Carey, who on field was probably the best captain that I saw, because he could take the game by the scruff of the neck. He was an unbelievable leader on the field. But what Tom Harley did off the field, because he wasn't our best player, but he was by far our best leader. And what I mean by that was his communication, the way that he could speak to the group. And we were a group at that stage that needed some real authority, and he held that in front of the group. You know, he was a guy that would sit down with the coaches, because to me, a captain or a good captain relays the message from the coach. You don't want to hear the coach every day, do you, Coons? You get tired of his voice. So if a captain can then know exactly what the coaches want, then he can come and relay it to the team when it's just the team environment. You know, no coaches in the room. It's just the skipper standing up and going, this is what we want to do, bang, bang, bang. You know, I believe that is one of the most important things a captain can do. And for me, that was what Tom Harley did.
What about you, Coons?
I liked my captains to be leaders and inspire me on field. And be good people off the field. So be able to relate to the whole group. As a captain, you have to do that, because it creates fractions within the group if you aren't a good communicator off field with all your players. Now, regardless of whether you like all your players or you don't, you have to almost have the perception that you do like all the boys, because when you are the captain of the club, a lot of people look up to you and respect you for that role. So I liked my captains to be good people off the field, but then inspire me on the field. Not too much talk off field was okay for me, because it does lose its punch if you are, you don't, just because some players might feel just because they're the captain that they have to talk and speak up and say something in every meeting. But as I said, it does lose its punch. So I liked my captains to be short, to the point, good people off the field and inspire me on field. And I only had a short time. We have been talking about Joe, but early on, my first few games for the Bombers in 2015, his on-field leadership and his pre-match speeches really got me inspired and ready to play. And sometimes you don't even listen to a leader or a captain in the pre-match speech.
But what made his different, though?
I just found myself being drawn to what he was saying and really listening to what he was saying and getting pumped up. Whereas in the past, and I've played under a few captains now, in the past I'd generally just tune out in that sort of speech.
Jono's speeches were no good.
Jono's, I can't even remember Jono's. It was that long ago, but I think we had Chris Grant, Luke Darcy might have filled in for a few. So I've had a few, but yeah, Job certainly inspired me.
Interesting insights from Cameron Mooney and Adam Cooney.